Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Chaf Beis, begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin Amud Aleph, at the first Mishnah at Halacha Gimel. Yehuda Aimer al Beis Asayim. Yehuda said that the area enclosed for the outer Beis Asayim, Amuloi le'amu Beis Asayim ala beginau over Karvif. The Chacham said that Beis Asayim is the limit for areas that are not hukuf l'dira, and surrounded for residential needs, such as a garden, or a cow place, which is an enclosed area without a roof. Avodim haya deer, or a sow, or a muksa, or a chotza, afil a beis chamesh eskorim, afil a beis aser eskorim, muta. However, if there was a deer, which is a field where one grazes animals to fertilize it, a saha, which is a deer, which is in the city, a rachava, which is a chotza in the back of the houses, or a chotza, these areas, even 5 beis korim or 10 beis korim are permitted, because they are hukaf l'dira, they are surrounded for residential needs. U'mutu l'achik kol shehu avadji yalbe v'pasim, where he may distance as much as desired, on condition that he increases pasim. The Gemara says, be'er ma'u shitalev midas sasayim, does the well count towards the sasayim? Nishmeni min ador, if yishim min lozar imeh, be'er sheyesh bo midas sasayim, she say ein mutar l'achik v'mena ela mele roisha v'ruba shapar. Ada amar she be'er oilem midas sasayim. We learn from the following Tosefta. Rav Shimon Lazar says a well built sasayim, one may distance the pasim from it only the head and majority of the cow. It shows that the well counts towards the sasayim. We come to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Im hayadere chavabim Rav Sikasa, Yisalken l'stodim. Yehuda says if the Rishus HaRabim passes through the Pasim, it must be diverted. Chomayimim ein esorech, Chom says there's no need for this. Echad be'er HaRabim, ve'er ubo HaRabim, ve'er yochid, oisin lahim Pasim, aval lebo HaYochid, oisin lemechit, segvoya asor atvachim, divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that Pasim permits a public well or pit or private well. However, for a private pit, one makes a standard mechitza of 10 tefachim tall all around. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Omer, ein oisim pasim el leve'er harabim bovad, v'lesha oisim chagura gvoya asor tefachim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says that we make pasim only for a public well, but anything else, one erects a belt 10 tefachim tall. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'chalfe should say to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanin and Taman, Machin Gishoim, Hamifulashim, Metalpilin, Tachteyen, Bishabas, Div Rabbi Yehuda, Echachamim Asim. The Gemara asks a question, Rabbi Yochanan asks that Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself, because there's a mission later on that teaches in the 9th Perek that bridges, besides descend and make walls, Mufulashim, one may carry under them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, so, Echachamim forbid it. Amr Lava, Eina Muchlefe, so Lava says, he doesn't contradict himself. Am Rav Yirmiyah do sabak Rav Yehuda. Rav Yirmiyah said that Rav Lava holds like Rav Yehuda. Am Rav Yehuda had not the tamer of Rafalashim Labika of Rafalashim of Shisarabim Asa. Rav Yehuda said that Rav Yehuda Tana permits carrying on the bridges Rafalashim to a valley, but if they're Rafalashim to a Shisarabim, it's forbidden. Am Rav Yosef Bechonata Rav Lava Samech Levachia Rabba. Rav Yosef asks, well, everywhere else, Rav Lava relies on Rav Chiya Rabba, but here he opposes him. Hani, Rav Chiya, Kesad, Matirin, Rav Rabim, Rav Yehuda Aimer, Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan, Rekoy Mikan, Rekoy Mikan, Rechachamayim, Lechi, Rekoy Mikan, the Yasis is a Pesach Mikan. Rav Chiya said in a Baisa that how do we permit Mavois Mifoloshis to Rav Yosef Rabim? Rav Yehuda says he puts a Lechi on this side and a Lechi on this side, Okoyo on this side and Okoyo on this side. Chacham say he puts a Lechi or Okoyo on this side and makes Sursa Pesach on the other side. Racha Amahochein. And here, Rav Lava says that Rabbi Yehuda permits only to a valley but not to a Shisarabim. Kan be'ese mekan b'shloshi say. The answer is here Rav Chiya taught that Rabbi Yehuda permits to a Shisarabim when the breach is at most 10 Amos, and here in our Mishnah the breach is more than 10 and at most 13 and a third Amos. Milan de Rabbanon pligin. The words of the Rabbanon are unlike this. Rabbi Acha Amar, Rabbi Hoshea, Shal, La Abba, Tomatei, Princess Amorvoi, על דעת רב יהודה, והוא אמר לי משלוש עשרה. And Acha said that Yehoshua asked my father, how much can the breach of a mother be according to Rabbi Yehuda and Alechi Yoko suffices? And here you say that Rabbi Yehuda does not permit more than 10. So Rabban, the Gisoran, Amrin, Tamon, Oymed, Rabba, the poets, Bamhacha, poets, Rabba, and Oymed. Rabban of Gisoran answered that there, a breached mother, Oymed, Rabba, and the poets. That means there's more solid than breach. Here, in the case of Pasiburis, poet Rubala, Imid, there's more breach than solid. Rabin Bo Harabin Rubin, Rabin Bo Hayochid, what's the difference between a public pit and a private pit? Bo Harabin Mishle Kol, Bo Hayochid, Ein Lako. The answer is a public pit has a coal which is publicity that the Pasim must have permit they're carrying there, a private pit has no coal. Me'ata feel at the Baroi. The Gemara objects, and if so, even for an individual's well, we should forbid. Ella bo harabim, she say ein meimav metsuyim nekolos bo hayochid, she say meimav metsuyim nekolos. The second answer is therefore a public pit, it's rare that its water dries up. A private pit, its water is prone to dry up and he'll carry even when there's no heter. V'yakov ba'acha amram Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel halacha Rav Yehuda ben Bava. V'yakov ba'acha quoting amram quoting Rav Yehuda quoting Shmuel said that the halacha follows Rav Yehuda ben Bava. I'm a Yehuda, Abay Dur, Matanya, Masnisa, Amakain, Oisin, Pasim, Dure, Veloy, Lebayos. With Yehuda, we bring a support. Yehuda, the father of Matanya, said to Mabaisa, we make Pasim for wells and not for pits. That's an anal, Lebo, Hayochid, Oisin, Lebachitzik, Voy, Yitzvachim, Dure, Vikiva. You can ask from the Mishnah that Vikiva said, however, for a private pit, one makes a Machitzik, 10 Tzvachim tall. And this implies that Rekiv explained the first Tana. If so, presumably the halacha follows him. Elakan, Anunkaimim, Lebo Harabim, with the Kavasa, Oisim Pasim, Rebirios, with the Er Harabim. The answer is no. Rekiv argues with the first Tana and adds that Pasim permit also a public pit, as well as a public well, and also a private well. This implies that according to the first Tana, we make Pasim only for a public well, as Rav Yehuda ben Bava said.